Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Declaration song sithulelwa la ngosifiso Mbatha akanti ke phambi kwakho Myra uthi tshepa ho Jehova MC ya ndiyo likhothamela ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row isikhathi manje sithi 15 after 3 njoba ngithembisile ukuthi uma ngibuya nginale OCD Munkwe singena ke ku the healing hour sizohlala kuyona kuze kushaye lapha ihora lesine and ngingathanda impela ukuthi nawe ube yingxenye yalo loluhlelo ngoba ngiyacabanga ukuthi i process ye healing kunala iqala khona mhlambe namuhla yila eyakho ke i process ye healing izoqala khona mhlambe lento we pete or ilanga phakathi kweni yakulimaza. It's been years, it's been months, it's been days. So ungakhuluma nathi ke nanoma ungaba anonymous ku right nanoma ke ungashayela ucingo noma unga WhatsApp noma unga SMS ungasebenzisa nje wonke lama line ukuthi ke sixhumane nawe ngoba sisithidi kubhlungu ukuthi siphile nesizwe esilimele ngoba umuntu uma elimele uzolimaza omunye umuntu angithi
yes ubleedela kwabanye ubleedela ebantwini abangamlimazana
yebo
uzithola wena ubahle sowusula igazi lamanqeba angakhoswanga kuwe and yabona ukuthi ibhlungu njani le nto le
ibhlungu kakhulu
ugcina uspend the rest of your life wena usulana legazi ongalazi ukuthi libuyaphi so ngakho kufanele siphole
ngiyakubingelela
ngiyabonga bantu ngiyakubingelela nami ngibingelela na bonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit nabo mama ikusase women's month phela ne i last Sunday ye women's month so zimbokodo ngithi happy women's month
amen sasithi sithe namuhla ufika la e-studio ngoba both motivator kulenyanga yonke about forgiving and forgiveness so sathi ke namuhla asizohlala sikhulume nabomama ngoba kuningi okwenza ukuthi abantu bagcine balimele emphefumulweni abanye bayalimala even siyalimala emotionally siyalimala spiritually and ekugcineni uthola ukuthi njobe ngisho ngithi ulimaza omunye umuntu uma kuwukuthi wena ulimele and then awupholi so namuhla sithi asipholeni bomama sithi asipholeni bomama sometimes ke ingqondo zethu zizozama ukusiconvince angathi ukuthi healing ayibi khona kodwa empeleni njoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lisho lithi ngemivimbo yakhe siphilisiwe
amen
so bazalwane singaphila sisithidi ngiyacabanga ukuthi sizwe wrap up indaba ye forgiveness
yes
konje siphelele phi last week konje siya sakhuluma ngani
asiqale la siqale khona
yeah
just to summarize for laba bebangekho nathi kulamavika andlulile
yeah
angisho ithema singene endabeni forgiveness sathi kufanele before ungaqala nje ukuthi uyamxolela umuntu
yeah
kufanele uaccounte uthathe iaccountability ukuthi uzibheke sibukweni uthi mina nguthithi
yeah
ngifike la ngifike khona because of ama choices nama decisions engiwayenzile whether being wa good or be wa bad but okusalayo ngila because of one so kunomehluko between ukuzblame nokwenza ama excuses that is accountability ne sandlula ku accountability sathi okay mawso uthathe i accountability kufanele manje uthini yes sithi ngiya acknowledge ukuthi wenze a b c d and e ukuze ufike la uzibheke sibukweni uthi sithi ngiyaxolisa for ukuthi ngialawe izinto ezisozenzeke kuwe uyabona uqo uzixolele uzibheke sibukweni uxolise kuwe we accept an apology yakho because mawungakazixoleli wena uyomxolela njani umunye umuntu
amen
sandlula ke kuleyo angisho sathi okay so sixolele ke manje i step esilandelayo ukucela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi akacolele naye.
Yeah.
For lawo ma decisions owayenzile. So ucela intethelelo manje ukuthi cha angisho.
Amen.
So mawutso sindlulile ke kuleso futhi step before asikafiki komunye umuntu yabona ukuthi sisadila nawe angisho. Sathi esilandela ukuthi uwamukele. Because kuba nzima ukuthi umforgive omunye umuntu mawungakamukeli. Amukela ukuthi yes bengifisa ukuthi impilo yami ingaba so. Kodwa ithathe enye i-direction.
Yeah.
So ngiyamukela for how things turned out. Uyazusisa. Ngoba mawungamukeli uzomcolela njani omunye umuntu ngoba awukakamukeli usho ukuthi wena usasebitter phela umuntu ongakamukeli.
Yeah.
Une-anger, une-resentment, ubitter. Ne depression ikhona khona lapho. So in order for you to forgive the next person, amukela isimo okuso.
Yabona?
Amajele agcwele namhlanje because of abantu abangamukeli. Ama mental institutions agcwele because asamukeli. Ibhedlela zigcwele because asamukeli. Amathuna maningi. Ngenxa yento eyaniyo ukuthi awamukeli isimo ukuthi yes mina bengingacabanga ukuthi esikhathini samanje ngizobe ngila kodwa okusala yinyila amukela ungamukeli kodwa uhlele endaweni eyi-1 ukuthandaze ucela uNkulunkulu ukuthi this time around angene nawe kule journey okuyo akubambe ngesandla ubuyele ku-highway anisisishilo sathi uhambe ngo-120 ungaspeed. You understand? Ngoba nalapho uyohlangana ne traffic, kuyomela ukuthi slow down. Ubuye futhi uthatha amandla amasha, ungene futhi ku-120. So now, so maso wamukele kuba easier now to forgive the person okuzise ubuhlungu. Because you've accepted izinto for the way zingakhona. Angiboni mina ukuthi umuntu angahluleka ukucolela umuntu if usekamukele. Inkinga lana kahle akusiy forgiveness. Inkingi akusukuthi sihluleka ukucola, sihluleka ukwamukela. So masingafunda ukwamukela izinto the way zibe ngakhona. Ukuforgive kuyoba nje i-process esimple. Yes, le process ayisilula sivumile kulamaviki esindlule kuwo. Kuthi it's not an easy process, i-forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's a very painful process. Ngize ngangithatha, nganifaka ecathulweni zami ukuthi ni-understand ukuthi mina ngibuyaphi. Nami, there was a time, la bengingakhoni ukucolela umuntu. I called him names. Yaba ngimfisela nezinto ezingikho right empilweni because of le pain bengikuye because ngihluleka ukwamukela ukuthi yes uzile empilweni yami yes ulethe yimi futhi kule mpilo yami angisho ngim invitele noma nguvulile umnyawo angisho and then bese nendlela ebesithembisene yona ukuthi siyayiphila kodwa azange usaba njalo. So angikwazi ukuthi ngihlale kuleya nto leya yokuthi bengifune. Sekunje, I need to accept things for what they are. I need to accept ukuthi what was will never be. And ukumkhesa lo muntu anyeke kungisize nga next. Because manje ngimkhesa mina ngizblokela wamama blessings.
Amen.
Uya flourisha. Yila sigcine khona last week ukuthi ma the more umkhesa umuntu. Yena uya flourisha. Wena huwe ohlala usendaweni eyi-1 uba stagnant empilweni. So abantu abasiziswe ubuhlungu akufanelanga sibaphuthe on a pedestal. Ngokuthi sihlale nje sithi mina ngiso ngenxa kabani bani. If ubani bani bekangayenzanga into ekanje ngabe mina impilo yami i-different. You understand? Isitshele nje ukuthi yes ufikile lowo muntu loyo and then la empilweni sinama role ayi-2. You are a student and you are a teacher. Umuntu makafikile empilweni yakho wakuzisa ubuhlungu. Zitshele nje ukuthi bekazele ukuthi azokufundisa. So wena kunokuthi ube bitter funa ama lessons. Uzokwazi ukuthi ukhule. Because now mawuzo miss out on those lessons. Uzobuyela emuva.
Amen.
Ngempilo angisho. So kubalekile ukuthi wena uvume ukuthi ube yi-student. Empilweni uzokwazi ukufunda kulaba ohlangana nabo. You understand? Whether uziswe ubuhlungu ku-relationship, whether kusekhaya la uhlala khona, whether is a friend, whether kusemsebenzini or nasenkonzweni, because nasenkonzweni siyaziswana ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Kukhona abantu namhlanje abangasakhonzi ngenxa yokuthi kunomuntu owamnyathela iminwe.
Yeah.
Amakhona. So wafile ukuthi rather mina ngihlale ke ngingasakhonzi. If mina ngizenzwa kanje abazalwane, I might as well ngihlale. Kunabantu abaziswa ubuhlungu emisebenzini. Uthola ukuthi abantu nje bakuphilisa kabuhlungu uze ugcine uresigner. Or bakucoshise emsebenzini. But now when you don't look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Ukuthi yes mhlambe yes kubuhlungu ukuthi ngihlale kwamanje ngingana income. Kodwa labantu laba bayangidirecta. You understand? These people bayanginavigatela indlela yami.
Yeah.
Bayangithatha bangiphonsele right into my purpose. Because sometimes uyabadinga abantu abanjalo.
Yeah.
Sometimes uyayidinga i-rejection. Uyadinga ukuthi uziswe ubuhlungu ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uwele ku-purpose yakho. Yingakho kufanele uhlale nje wena uqole. Sathi futhi you need to forgive in advance.
Yeah.
Because abanye abantu so as long as usaphila nabo kuzikhona izinto abazoloko bakuzisa ubuhlungu ngazo. Kukhona abantu nje mabavuka ekseni bahle. Umuntu nje avela xa ngothi okay namhlanje mara ngingazwisa abantu ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Akakhona ukulala, akakhona ukufunction akunganamuntu amzise ubuhlungu. You understand? Maybe ngalelo langa wena will wane labo bantu labo. So kufanele uforgive in advance.
Yeah.
Bi ucolela nalezi ongazazi ukuthi kusasa yes namhlanje ngimcolele for lokho. Kusasa uyophinda ayenze kuphi okunjani. So just forgive, you understand? Akube a habit. I forgiveness akube into eza naturally for you. Ngoba kufanele ngaso sonke isikhathi si understand ukuthi umuntu makakuzwisa ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
That person kunama demons. Adila nawo and uyawabalekela. That person ufila ivoid anayo ngokuzwisa abanye ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Akajabulanga, akana peace. So ufuna ukuthi nawe ungabi nepeace.
Eish.
Ulimale ugwaziwe, so ufuna ukuthi naye agwaze ni bleed nonke. So makangaboni igazi, abone lakhe kuphela. Akakhona ukuthi afunction. So ungaphili kabuhlungu because of such people. Saphinde sathi i-forgiveness it doesn't mean ukuthi kufanele kube ne-reconciliation.
Yeah.
Because enye into eyenza ukuthi singa-forgive bahle ukuthi uthi but now ngimforgiver njani ngimlethe futhi empilweni yami. No. Remember asi-forgive umuntu ngoba uthe I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We forgive ama apologies esingawa receiving. We forgive because kufanele sicole ngoba uNkulunkulu uthe yena sicolelane.
Yeah.
Ukuze naye
asixolele.
Asixolele. Yeah. Angisho uyasho ku Ephesians 4. So now thina we battle with that because ucabanga ukuthi just because umforgive lo muntu kufanele umsondeze eduze. No. Forgive them but treat them at arm's length.
Yeah.
Ukuze bangazophinde bagwaze those wounds. Zivuleke futhi. Ngoba inqeba malivuleka futhi kuba nzima manje ukuthi liphole.
Yeah, ngoba kunale nkulumo ethi umuntu uma ekubonisa ukuthi ungubani, mbelieve loyo muntu.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that is where we fail ourselves.
Yeah.
Bese siyamblame loyo muntu. We fail ourselves ngendlela yokuthi umuntu uyakubonisa, ubahle uyangibonisa ukuthi nginje.
Yeah.
But mina angifuni kumamukela. Ngifuna lo yabahle lo yangamita ngo 2003.
Yeah.
Ukuthi but lo bahle lo ngamitha ngo 2003 beka kind beka ngiphethe kanje ubahle beka kwazi ukuthi angidrive ngemoto yakhe manginenkinga ubahle bengikwazi ukuthi manje ngimfonele ebusuku avuke. You understand? But now ubahle sekayengibonisa ukuthi kahle mina thili ngumuntu kanje. But angifuni kwamukela mina ngiphila nobahle ngoba ngisasechana nalo yabahle waka 2003 hayi lo bahle waka 2021. And then the more mina ngifunana nobahle ka 2003, it's the more ngilimaza uthithi. Because akekho lo bahle kwe 2003, ubahle lo ka 2003 bekuyifake. Nangu bahle waka 2021, uye lokufanele ngimbelieve. So we fail ourselves ngokuthi singafuni ukubelieve lokho abantu basibonisa kona.
Yeah.
You understand? Yingakho ngihlala ngithi thina sizipha sizenza iDepartment of Social Services, actually thina abantu besifazane. Sizipha imandate. yokuthi umuntu uzomtshintsha.
Eish.
Yabantu, no mina ngizomsaver. Uthando lwami luzomenza ukuthi afune ukuba a better person. You are uNkulunkulu wakhe, his maker. Uye kuphela ongamtshintsha not wena. So wena the only person okufanele uconcentrate kuye. Uwe.
Amen.
Ungathatha omunye umuntu umenze iproject uze awarde ithenda enye kuzulirholele.
True.
Uyabona? The only tender kufanele uze awarde lona uwe ukuthi uzibuilde wena.
Amen. Yo. Ngiyakuzwa kahle Thini.
Yes.
Yeah, so siku the healing hour bazalwane mhlawumbe uyayibuza ukuthi bakhuluma ngani. So namuhla ke sithi asizaneni ikakhulukazi uma umuntu ukuthi uya struggle to heal from okuthizeni okwakulimaza ngendlela ngendlela nje ezihlukile. Yebo, siyalimala ngendlela ezihlukile, and even namanje njengoba ngisho ngithi it's been years, it's been months, it's been days, lo muntu kuzwisa ubuhlungu awukwazi ukuthi umxolele. Njengoba ngisho phambilini futhi ngithi sometimes our minds try to convince us otherwise, but iqiniso ukuthi we can all be healed, says Thidi. That's the promise ukuthi umsindisi wethu usofare yona ukuthi nanoma leso silonda si deep kangakanani or lobo buhlungu bu deep kangakanani, kodwa uma simvumela ukuthi ayazini asinese lesi silonda sizogcina sipholile,
and simuphi isikhathi.
Yebo.
Singamjah.
Yebo. And healing bazalwane might not happen in a single moment, but with our sincere efforts and God's help, it is completely possible.
Yes.
So namuhla ngithi let us heal. Aqale namuhla uma wena bowuthi ay mina ngeke. Leheba karing nkasike ngasimuthwareli because Thidi le badla le understand hore motho o onkeditseng. So ngokukhuluma kwakho namuhla kungaba ukuthi yila ihealing yakho iqala khona.
Yes.
Ngicela ukuthi sithathe ikhefu, ngizobuya emveni kwalokho. Uma ke kukhona ostruggle ngakho namuhla, khuluma nathi. Ungathumela i-voice note ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871. Nengcingo ngizoyivula ku 0123341322. Mhlawumbe uyasho namuhla uthi ngilimele emphefumulweni and kunzima for mina ukuthi ke ngixolele. Asikhulumeni bazalwana, akekho umuntu ozokujaja, akekho futhi umuntu ozothi hayi bona usifakile wena kulento so uzosikhipha ngendlela oyifake ngayo. Cha, thina njengoba singu Radio Pulpit siyasho ukuthi singumngani and singumsizi, sizosizana ke namuhla ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku siphileni bazalwane. Ngiyabuya.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
We are doing it again. The Radio Camp live on air. Radio Pulpit is inviting all listeners to our live Radio Camp with Dr. Eva Siobi, focusing on the theme, passing the baton from parent to child. The live Radio Camp will begin on Monday the 13th to Wednesday the 15th of September and hosted by Sibongile Mufukeng on Heart to Heart. Register for this event now and you'll stand a chance of getting one of our amazing prizes selected just for you. The link will be on our website or you can call Zandile on 012-334-1231 or send her an email at zandile@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
012-334-1322, 012-333-8699. Sigu the healing hour kwamanje bazalwane. And siyazi ukuthi ke healing i-journey, i-timeline ye-healing iyadifara for everyone, says Thidi.
Yes.
Njoba ngisho ngithi i-process.
It is.
Ungaqala namuhla and kwazi bani ukuthi in few days mhlawumbe uzobupholile, bodinga nje into encane or bodinga nje amazwi azokumotivator.
Yes.
or amazwi azokukhanyisela ukuthi you know what lento ukuthi yenzeke empilweni yakho yilokho nalokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi akufundise ngakho and then bese ke uyaphola
yes
and then uqhubeke ngempilo 0123341322 0123338699 noma nga WhatsApp ku 0826572729 what are you struggling to heal from asizo kuwena mlaleli omohle sesithidi
yes sesibahle yeah uyabona ngiyathanda into eshilo manje ukuthi omunye umuntu uthola ukuthi nje bekushoda nje into encane
yeah
ukuthi aphole ukuthi aforgive because into kufanele sikhumbule ukuthi mawunga forgive kusho ukuthi you are not living within the will of God ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi asicolelane
yeah
so if you are not living within the will of God kusho ukuthi uzoba limited ekreceiving into zikaNkulunkulu
yeah
so uyabona uyibona lapho ke ukuthi forgiveness it's not about the other person it's about you uzilungisela wena mau forgive
yeah
ukuthi impilo yakho ishintshe omunye umuntu uhleli ustagnant empilweni ngenxa nje yokuthini usakwatela umuntu akakwazi ukumrelease and kufanele ukhumbule ukuthi the minute uthi nqa emuntwini
yeah
eyakho iblood pressure yaphezulu eyakho isugar level edropayo uwe uzodopa amaphepha uzofuna ukuthatha impilo yakho so uyabona ukuthi it's not worth it
yeah
it's not so release lo muntu yabona and enye into ebengithanda ukuthi singakhuluma ngayo namhlanje ukuthi omunye umuntu angathi okay mina sengiforgivile but inkinga yami ukukhohlwa ukukhohlwa njani angikwazi ukuthi ngikhohle yes ukuforgive kona ngiforgivile kodwa angikwazi ukuchubekela phambili
yeah
nga disappointwa kuma relationships emshadweni so kunzima for mina ukuthi ngichubekele phambili kunzima ukuthi ngithembe umuntu esilisa
yeah
ngaretshwa mina yes ngaforgive kodwa kunzima ukuthi mina ngialawe umuntu esiliza wesilisa eduze nami ngaba abused in the past so manje kunzima ukuthi ngingene ku relationship ngoba ngiyazibuza ukuthi lo yena engihlangana naye umuntu onjani so yabona ukuthi ngale yondlela le usho ukuthi awukakakhohlwa
yeah
so nami mina angisho ngishilo ngachaza ukuthi mina ipurpose yami is to heal and teach others through my own personal experiences angikhulumi into engiyibona kwabanye abantu mina whatever it is engikhuluma ngayo
yeah
engizopholisa ngayo into ijane enami ngihambile so mina ukuforgive yes kube nzima kodwa ngagcina ngifikile
yeah
but ethe mase ngiforgive I battled ukuthi ngikhohlwe yabona mangifunda izuku Isaiah 43 uNkulunkulu uthi let us we should not dwell in the past
yeah
sikhohlwe but ngithi ke uNkulunkulu mina ngikhohlwa njani because I'm raising a child nalomuntu fanele ngihlale ngimbona I've written a book. You understand?
Yes.
Wherever la ngiyakhona ngibuza kufanele ngiqale la iqale khona lento.
Yeah.
So how do I forget? Mangiposta ku social media, ngimnyenza marketing yencwadi yami, ngikhuluma ngayo yona lento. So ngikhohlwa njani? Ukahle kahle uNkulunkulu uthini kimi makade ngikhohle? Uyazisiza. And then nakulabantu engithi abakhohlwe. Maba ngibuka mina ngiloko ngikhuluma ngalento eyangizisa ubuhlungu. Bafile ukuthi ngikhohliwe na you understand so bengakai understand nami ukuthi kahle kahle ngikufanele ngikhohle njani uyazisisa so now ngakhumbula ukuthi no uNkulunkulu uthi singadweli ku past akathi sibe neamnesia
yeah
because phela mawune amnesia usho ukuthi ubahle uzokuzisa ubuhlungu bese uba umngani kabahle futhi bese ubuyelana nobahle if bekumyeni wakho akuzisa ubuhlungu bese uyabuyelana naye because angisho wena uneamnesia ngoba wena phela ukhohliwe ukuthi ubahle wakwenzani ukhohliwe ukuthi ubahle wakurape uzohamba nobahle ebusuku angisho wena uneamnesia kanti no uNkulunkulu akasho njalo uthi nje singahlali ipast yethu ayibe nje ipoint of reference
yeah
abafundayo bayazi ukuthi mawenzi assignment kukhona into ebizwa ireferencing la kufanele ukode khona ukuthi umsebenzi wakho uthathe kuphi
yeah
so you are referencing uyabona so ngathi okay nami usho ukuthi akusukuthi angakakhohlwa yabona, I am referencing.
Yep.
I'm an author today. So I cannot separate my past from my present. Because it passed, yeah, I'm in little lang ngikhona namhlanje. Ngihleli namhlanje ku studio se Radio Pulpit because of layo past. So akunakuthi ngingakhohlwa ukuthi ngindlulephi, kodwa akufanelanga ngimeditate ngayo, akufanelanga ngimeditate ngipain enyindlule kuyo. Kufanele nje kube yireference ukuthi mangikhuluma nobahle ngithi bahle ngandlula entweni eziso, ukuthi wena uzufunde uphole through ama experiences wami. So nami benginale nto le yokuthi aish, but nami I'm not looking forward. Apart from I'm not looking forward ukuthi ngibe ku relationship ngoba angiphocile, abantu besilisa bangiphocile. So anginayo nje leyo nto leyo ukuthi ngafuna ukuthatha umuntu ngimsondeze eduze nami. Ngathi but now usho ukuthi thidi angakakhohlwa. Mawusho njalo usho ukuthi awukakhohlwa. You are dwelling in the past. And then uNkulunkulu le phambili kunezinto ezinhle akubekele zona. Impilo is a journey, you had to go through labo bantu ondlule kubo ukuthi mhlazana uhlangana nomyeni wakho lo akubekele no appreciate. Bozo ma appreciate njani ungakaze uphathwe kabi. So ukuze appreciate ukuze understand ukuthi u deserve ani. Kufanele uwazi ukuthi yini ongayideserve. So for you ukwazi ukuthi kunjani ukuthandwa, kufanele uwazi ukuthi kunjani ukungathandwa.
Wow. Ngikuzwa kahle. Isikhathi sithini manje? 4:20 ngo-4 ngisizobe siphuma no sesithili. So kungaba kuhle ukuthi uma uthanda ukushare mhlampeni lokho ongakwazi ukuhila kukho, and sibone bazalwane ukuthi singasizana kanjani. Sebenzisa ke lesi sikhathi 0123341322 or ku 0123338699. Ungathumela ne WhatsApp ku 0826572729. Ungaba u anonymous right, bazalwane. Asilalele la I voice note sisithidi.
Okay.
Yanibulisa bayina ngegama lika Jesu, igama elinamandla. Ngiyabonga ngalo message eninawo namhlanje. Ngiyabonga, mhlambe nami ngingakhona ukusizakala. Hey, mina kimina I family ngilasibona ekhaya and abosisi, mara lo phakathi besi close sizwana kumnandi until ngizobona makhambuma ukuthi kanti unjani. Maye mina into eyenza ukuthi futhi ngikwade kakhulu neyenza ukuthi ngingakhoni ukubaxolela, mina ngiyaxolela kakhulu, ngiyamthanda futhi uNkulunkulu kakhulu, ngiyaxola ukuxola, ngiyaxola futhi ngiyamcela uNkulunkulu ngize ngincenge uNkulunkulu ukuthi baba la ngicela ukudlula ngidlulise, ngicela ukuxolela, ngicela ukumxolela lo, kodwa le iyangihlula ngendlela emangalisayo ene ifast empilweni yami. Into eyenza ukuthi futhi enye into futhi ibe fast ngenxa yokuthi mabakwenze umzali wabo ubazela umama wabathwala for 9 months, mina ngubani? And bakwenza phambi kwami and bakwenza ngesikhathi esi-wrong and angazi or azange bacabange or kwenzakalani or abacabange kusasa ukuthi kuzoyenzakalani after this lento abayenza manje phela, ngoba le yinto edlulayo. Ukuhamba komuntu emhlabeni, yes, uyahamba siza ubuhlungu kudlule. Bathini ngami mina engiphilayo ngiwumntwana kubo, ngiyi-lastborn, bangibonisa into efana nale indlela benze ngayo uma hambile day 1, day 2, day 3, until uma, until uze kuphela umsebenzi, abenzanga kahle. Benza into embi kakhulu, futhi usisi wami lo mkhulu unomoya omubi, unamanga, uyakhuluma nje noma kubani, noma ikanjani. Yes, ufuna ukukhulekelwa, yes, akafuni ukuthi ngimtshele ngoba nami uNkulunkulu azangangitshele, kodwa indlela ayiyo. Izwisana ubuhlungu kakhulu Esther sekhaya, u-Esther wakamnguni unenhliziyo enye nje nokukhuluma, ukubheka kwakhe, ukukhuluma kwakhe. Noma akhuluma, noma ene before bekamthanda uNkulunkulu angazi kwenzakaleni ngosisi wami, ngoba thina sibe nenhlanhla kakhulu. Umama usizele wayithanda uNkulunkulu ngendlela emakalisayo, uze wahamba emhlabeni alokathi God is wonderful. Sinjenjenje ngenxa yakhe wayethi makaye enkonzweni wayengashika simuva, kodwa wayesithwala ahambe nathi. Mina nosisi wami lo phakathi, lo mkhulu wayengahlali nahle isikhathi esiningi. Isikhathi sakhe wayespenda emsebenzini, ya no-friends, ya ongazori, kudiphenda ukuthi uhamba unobani. I'm sorry kuba mude, yinde kakhulu indaba yami, so ngiyaxolisa, ngicela ukugcina khona la. Kodwa ngicela ningisize ukuthi ngiyenze njani, ngifuna ukukhulu inhliziyo. Angazi, nikhuluma ngale nto. Akufiki kimi ukuthi ngimxolele.
Sure. Sesithile.
Yo, yeah, inzima.
Yeah, and ivamisile ukuba khona le nto ukuthi kube nengxabano kuma siblings.
Yes.
Abanye bagcine nje bangakhulumisani, bagcine bangavakashelani. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi uma nibadala, ne, and then kuba khona iy'ngane. Yes. Iy'ngane nazo ziyabuka ngithi ukuthi okay, umamncane nomamkhulu abakhulumisana, abavakashelani. So iba yinto ukuthi manje iloku iqhubekela phambili.
Iqhubekela phambili. Seed.
Yes.
Yeah. Seed engekho right and almost yonke imindeni inayo.
Yeah.
Leyo nto leyo, uyabona. And okubuhlungu ukuthi abazali baze bahambe. Kunjalo.
Yeah.
And kuba wes ngoba abazali mase bahambile ke yiba ila kuba wes khona, uyabona. Kodwa usisi into engizomtshela yona ukuthi ngoba ngiyamuzwa ne-tone yakhe ukuthi uhlukumezekile kakhulu, uyabona. Uyabona into ekufanele si-understand sisibahle ukuthi asina control over izinto ezenzeka ngaphandle kithi. The only thing one-control over yilokhu okwenzeka inside of you.
Yeah.
I cannot control ukuthi ubhuti wami uzobehave njani, uyunderstand, uzongitreata kanjani. But I can control okuphakathi kimi.
Yeah.
Mina kukimi ukuthi ngithi yes, ubehave ngalendlela abehave ngayo, ungizwise ubuhlungu, uzwise umamakhe ubuhlungu. Usisi akamqolele. She needs to find it in her heart ukuthi akashera ngokuthi yini lento enkulu engaka ayenzile. Kodwa angisho ubuhlungu, yes, njengoba nathi izinto ezimbi esizenzayo kuNkulunkulu akasifaki kuscale.
Yeah.
Akazimejari. He forgives us regardless. Uyabona? So nathi masingaforgive ngendlela kaNkulunkulu ngama standards wasezulwini, uyabona, angafaki into esikaleni ukuthi le inzima kakhulu iyangihlula anyeke ngikwazi ukuyicolela. Forgive, ungayithathi uyifake esikaleni. Ngoba the minute wena uthatha ubhizi ufaka le nto esikaleni, loyasisi wakhe uziphilela kahle, kunormal, kunormal kuye ukuthi ayenze lento ayenzile, uyabona. And then nakhona we don't know the roots, asazi ukuthi ibehavior kasisi ibuyaphi. Into nento inama roots, we understand this. But yena kwamanje akathi akakhulume nenhliziyo yakhe, amkhulule usisi wakhe.
Yeah.
And amuphuthando, amtreat with kindness still. Ngoba abakhe abantwana umama lo senzele ivoice note bambhekile, because remember we model ibehavior ebantwaneni bethu. Bayambheka ukuthi uyihandlela kanjani le nto between yena nosisi wakhe, because nabo yindlela abazobheka. Remember ukhulisa abantwana naye, the way utreat usisi wakho ngakhona, abantwana bakho nabo bazophathana ngaleyo ndlela. So if unabantwana, it means ukuthi nabantwana bakhe anyeke kube nokuthula, because i-example ebayibona kuphi? Kumama. So asithathe usisi simbekele esayidini, sidile nomama ukuthi umama akadile naye, uyabona, ilingaphakathi kwakhe, acolele usisi wakhe ukuthi azakhulise ezakhe ingane kahle. Ukuthi nosisi wakhe makambhekile, amhalele, athi yabona ifukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi umuntu axolele njengoba usisi wami angixolele izinto ezimbi zonke engimenze zona. Ngiyamhalela nami lo uNkulunkulu. Ngiyahalela ukuthi nginibe so. Mhlambe usisi wakhe uzoshintsha ngenxa yokuthi ubona yena ngendlela amamukela ngayo. So sometimes nje kufanele nje thina sisishintshe thina ukuze umunye umuntu makakubhekile afuna ukuba a better person. Ngoba wena ube umuntu o different. Namhlanje akazibuzi ukuthi yini angayenza differently ukuthi usisi wakhe a experience into e different kuye. Sometimes abantu baba yiloko thina sihiko.
Uya
understand. So wena sometimes mawungazilungisa ube nento e positive oyenza towards lo muntu angafuna ukushintsha mhlawumbe abe namahloni.
And singakhohlwa sesithili ukuthi sometimes abantu the way ba behave ngakhona uthola ukuthi bane mental disorder. And yeah, wena uzubuhlungu ngale zinto azenzayo, but yena uthola ukuthi akaboni because akaphilile kahle engqondweni. Uyayibona. So ngezinye zezinto kumele siqaphele ukuthi sometimes i problem ilapho. And then thina singumndeni asi understand, sitshela ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo unenhliziyo embi, lo muntu lo usoso kanti ke ikhona i disorder anayo mentally. So nalokho futhi asilethe kuNkulunkulu ngoba kunokunye ukugula kwengqondo kokuthi a psychologist or a psychiatrist ayikho into abangayenza. It's only God ongakwazi ukuthi ke abapholise labo bantu. Okay, asilalele futhi nansi enye i voice note.
Bahle ai di topic tsakatse go tsona wa batho. Hey, forgiveness ke botata. Ile a holona motho o ka tlhadiwa yo. Mara ka mahu wa modimo re ya kgona. Rena ka borena re ka se kgona mara modimo a re kgonisa. Nna ke bolela ka nna. My first relationship. Ke le ka siwa ka ngwana. Ke tshepisitswe lenyalo. Ile a tshwentse ko nyadiwa botlhela ausi fela. Ka bona ka dinepe tsa ngwana ditlisiswa. Ka mahu wa modimo ne le hona ke fetse o pholoswa. So ka pomela. Ho no se bonolo, ha ke kore ha ke batla ho bua o ka re ho bonolo. No ho le bohloko. Ba tika ho feta. Ya nna mosebetsing. E se ke tle ke bolele. Ke tshile mosebetsing. Ho sa tlhokahale. Ka tse go ha ke lebella batho ba ne ke sebetsa le bona ba tsamaya ka di ka tsa mavili kwa morago. Batho kona ba tswang di-pension, ba tswa ka di-million. Nna ka kitse le fedile. Le yona yo ke fetile. A ke fetile. Ka mo hawa modimo. Bile ke na ke le bala, bile ya relationship ke ya le bala because ke dilo tsa go 40 years back. Mara ngwana ke na le yena. Se se nthabisang gore family yo ke rata. Bile ke hona ba bona mo tlhoko wa gore o ka reng ka ngwana a bona ana nyetse nna. Ke ba rata le matsunga teng le lesong la yena ntate wa ntsana le mosadi o mong ke a tswa ke khapile ngwanake. So ke ka mahu wa modimo ka tse go rena le bothata ya bo ya hape ya nne ya di family ya bo yona e bohloko le ho fitisisa mara modimo o kgonisitse o mphitisitse ke ka mahu ha ke gantsi ka seo ke mahu wa modimo. Ke phela ke na le lethabo le kgotso e se ke tle ke bue. Ke ne ke na le di-flats, ke na le dikoloi, ke na le ntho tse ntle tse ne ke nagana gore ke tsone. But ka jeko ke dula mo go ka tsheha mo ke nnang mo teng, but ke na le kgotso mo teng. Ke thabile ebile ga ka tshwarela motho segopi. ICD eo e tshwereng ke kgolo and ga ko sheba mo di-profiling. O santse o le motšha o sa tlo thusa ba bangata re na se re tso Facebook ko sara. But ka mahu wa modimo go a kgonagala baetso. And-e ga o batla go kwatisa motho o mmotse ka gore a ye funeraleng ya ex ya gae ore ya motho ene a nyalane le ena. Nna bona ne ke sa nyalana le motho ne e le gona go prepare o nyalana. But ke kgonne go ema ke le motšha ka ya funeraleng ya gae wa bo ma 99 kwa. Ke sa na le bo ma 30 something. But last day ne ke bua le mme o mo wee a nkwatela. Monna wa hae a tlhokofetse, papa bana ba hae wa lenyalo le sefane o sa se tshwerisang thato. A kwata gore a ndrope le phone mo ditsebe ha ke moraya kere. Ha nkabe ke le nna yena ne ke tla ya funeraleng ya re wa gapeletsa o ya funeraleng ya motho o phakeye. Ka re ya ko gapeletse ne ke re ha nna nkabe o le nna oye ne ke tlose. Ka bua le ausi wa ka le ena modimo setse. Le ena e ke hapedile hampe a re na nka se ya le a ka swantato. So ke bothata and batho ba ke bolelang ka bone ke bana ba modimo. Ego o tsaka re bathong ha re di fitise ntho tsena. Dilo tsa bo ma 50 years back. Se tsa ba rena tse dingwe ke bo ma 40 years back. So ho lebala ka nnete re ka se lebale ke reverence. So nna ke a leboga gore modimo a re kgonisa. Wena ka bo wena o ka se kgone. Se di tswelela pele o thuse batjha ba rona. Ke a leboga.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995 9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh, uyashala anonymous uthi sisibahle no sesithidi ke leboha. Keep it up bana ba modimo re a fola. From today I will let bygones be bygones. Uthi ke a bona ke kwala ditsela ke a leboha ke anonymous and omunye anonymous uthi it is so hurting sister Bahle angisafuni ukuzwa lobuhlungu. Oh sesithidi neri mesara na shera le yena taba ya hae mo earlier on.
Yeah.
Singathini ko Mam Sara?
Yeah, uMam Sara ukhulume into ezithu.
Yeah.
Ezingithathile. Eyokuqala, yabona ukhuluma ngento eyenzeke 40 years ago.
Mm.
And ngiyacabanga khona umunye mhlambe ekhaya othi usho ukuthi lo muntu umzisa ubuhlungu washona uMam Sara angatholanga closure. Angatholanga opportunity yokuthi ambuze ukuthi but why? Why ungitreate kanje? Uyabona? So enye into esiziletha down ngayo because umuntu wakakuzisa ubuhlungu ufuna iclosure.
Yeah.
Enye into eyenza ukuthi singa move you on, singa forgive. Ungafuni iclosure. Because iclosure izokulimaza even more. Ziphe wena iclosure. Close the chapter.
Yeah.
Uvule linye page, ubhale inye chapter empilo yakho. Ungafuni ukwazi ukuthi umuntu why akwenze ngendlela ayenze ngayo because it's never about you. Ukuphatha ngale ndlela because kunezinto adila nazo yena ngaphakathi kwakhe. AS2 uMam Sara uthi uyasibalela izinto aye wabanazo emhlabeni. Kodwa namhlanje akasanazo. Kodwa she is happy. So kunabantu abahleli abantu besifazane abahleli la ngafanele ngabahlale khona. Umuntu akafuni ukuletha go because kunezinto sekajwayele ukuphila ngazo. They don't want to let go of those things. Rather usakhambe to a pain ngenxa yokuthi awufuni ukuphila without certain things. So uMam Sara uluzile lezo zinto kodwa she's happy. So asifundeni ku experience yakhe ukuthi kuyeke let go of old things so that new things can come into your life. Sometimes uNkulunkulu uhluleka ukukublessa because you are still holding on to into ukuthi yo nyine financial investment kulomshado yo sina 50 15 years sit together, sitting on the couch at Bakos Brothers together, learn to say, build a song. No, just let go so that God can bring new things into your life, things that you deserve. And ukwakha nje abomama, kokugcina nje before sihlukane. Look, umuntu makakuzwisa ubuhlungu, akazwisanga umntwana wakhe ubuhlungu. So let's not deny fathers access to their children. And when I say this, abanye abantu bangithatha ukuthi maybe ngi weak noma ngi naive, because mina I allow fathers of my children ukuthi babe ne relationship nabantwana babo ngendlela eyabo, not eyami. Asingacabangi ukuthi abantwana bethu, we are the only ones who are capable of loving them. Asishifte futhi nakulento yokuthi we are protecting our children from ukuthi abo baba babo baba disappoint. Shift away from that and allow that man to have access emntwaneni wakhe. And just because you are civil with the father of your children, it doesn't mean good umfuna back. It doesn't mean good you are not over yena. It means good you are matured enough to say things didn't work out between us. But now unkulunkulu's blessing alama angels as wakhulise together.
Wow, wow, so steady. I'm happy ukubona la anonymous ethi uyazi ngiyadedela izinto kokuthi bengilongisiphethe la enhlizweni yami zingizwisa ubuhlungu uthi let bygones be bygones. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ayikhulume lento namhlanje njoba ngisho ngithi kusho ukuthi ihealing izoqala today.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Uyabona ukuthi asikho isidingo sokuthi ngiyibambe lento mina ngoba iyangilimaza. And njengoba ushilo ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi sifuna iclosure kanti iyona edelaya ihealing yethu.
Yes.
Yes. So ngiyabonga kakhulu ku anonymous ukuthi ayisho lento. Isikhathi sethu sithini? After 4 o'clock. Sithini isikhathi sethu sesiphelile impela. So asivale, ngingathanda ukuthi sivale ngomkhuleko.
Yes. Ngicela sikhuleke. Modimo ntate, Modimo mora, Modimo moyo halalela. Modimo wa ka re tla ho wena, re tla re le maqeba, re tla re le metsi memoyeng, re le metsi dikelelong. Lentswe la hao le re wena, you are the Lord of the brokenhearted, and you bandage their wounds. Re kopa o tle ka bandage ya le godimo, o re fodise, hore maqeba a rona a ske a rothela bathong ba sa re le matsang. Hobane ha o sa wa thibe ka bandage ya ho ya lehodimo, ho tla lemala batho ba sa re le matsang. Re kopa o re fe le moya, le bohlale, le matla a o amohela. Hore yes, dintho ne re batlile dibe ka tsela e itseng, empa ha wa ba jwalo. Re fe bohlale, le matla, le moya wa o amohela. O tlo o re fe hape le dipelo tsa o tshwarela, re tshwarele, re tshwarele le ba bang, hore le wena o tle o re tshwarele. Re tshwarele ba re sitetseng, le wona ntse re ba rapedisa, hobane ha ba tsebe se ba se etsang. O ba tshwarele hobane hona le batho ba ile go ba utlwisa batho bohloko, ba sa tsebe bona hore ba ba utlwisa bohloko, so re kopa o re tshwarele. Hobane ka ofela rona re lefifing, re hloka wena monga tsela. O retele pele re ikakitlele ka letsoho la hao, re tsamaisane le wena. Re kopa hore maphelo a rona a change go tloa ka jeno. Focus ya rona e be go wena. Re tsebe hore wena tsohle tse re di tlhokang di go wena, hore you are the original motivational speaker and life coach. Hore lentswe la hao e be lona navigator ya maphelo a rona, hobane monga tsela ke wena. Jaleboa re lebola this opportunity le this platform ya Radio Pulpit e re fumaneng hore re tle re fodise ba bang ka maqeba a rona re ileng ra ba le wona. Tsohle tse re di kopa ka lebitso la mora hao a le mong e leng yena Jesu Kriste. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Siyacela baba nabo bonke okuwukuthi kwamanje ubuhlungu abakwazi ukuxolela. Sicela ukuthi ubasize baba ukuthi bakwazi ukuxolela ukuze nawe ubaxolele. So mzalwane, keep trying and trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
And be kind and patient with yourself. uNkulunkulu unendlela of turning our difficult difficult challenges
yes
into experiences for our good
yes
and he is always there ukuthi asize and yes. guide us through our healing process
amen
so kusukela namuhla asimvumele ukuthi kube uyena
amen
asipholisayo risa zama kamata arona and then sometimes ukuthi uyazama wena ngokwakho ukuthi ngifuna ukuyikhohla ungazami ngalawo mandla akho ukuthi ngifuna ukuyikhohla lento akube ayize naturally yes
yes injalo mina ngikhulisa ubaba Makhatini the late man of God may his soul rest in peace wayethi bengisasemncane ngaleso sikhathi nginama life problems athi ngelinye ilanga uzothena ama problems wakho kuzoba ama opportunities so namhlanje ngikhulile I am turning my problems into opportunities so nani ekhaya ngithi turn your problems into opportunities
Amen.
And your challenges into blessings
Amen.
Unga give up chubekela phambili nami ngifundile ngithande lokushilo bahle in the beginning wathi mhlambe kwabanye ihealing iqala namhlanje nami as much as bengiloko ngipholile kodwa ngibenginawo amanceba amasha so now ihealing yama wounds wami amasha iqala namhlanje and I am happy and proud to say mangisuka la ngingena echapter entsha yempilo yami angishuthi ke manje ke angisho ngempilo vele ngiyongena ku chapter entsha eyompilo empilo yami so kumnandi ke ngoba futhi ngumbhali so kusho ukuthini lokho kusho ukuthi ke I'm ready to write my second book so kulevi ke singena kulo I will be writing the first chapter of my second book uyayibona ke ngempilo ngingena kwenye chapter nangokubhala ngingena kwenye chapter impilo ayiqhubekeleni phambili
bakuthola kuphi sisithi
uThidi Munkwe ukhona ku Facebook uThidi Munkwe ku Facebook ngine Facebook page ebizwa iPrison Love ku Instagram ngikhona uThidi_Munkwe ku Twitter @charismatictm ku LinkedIn uThidi Munkwe ngikhona na ku WhatsApp u 066 172 6715 nithengeni phela nincwadi yami Prison Love nizophola amanxeba
Amen
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone Sometimes we just need someone to talk to someone to listen to us And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text Whether you're having a hard time coping with school family issues being bullied depression or anxiety speak to someone who cares today Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.